What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Hole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I mean, the whole Derrick Henry thing, I don't know. I've been pretty consistent on, I hate giving up all these draft picks. That's probably what it would take. What does Zach Stevens think about this? Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos, our Broncos insider. First off, is Derrick Henry really on the trade block, Zach? And if so, should the Broncos be somewhat interested?
You know what? There's reports, Brady, that they are open to trading him now. It doesn't seem like they're just going to give him away. And that probably takes the Broncos out of the equation. Look, Derrick Henry is on a very team-friendly deal. 1 year left on his deal, $10 million. Are you kidding me? For a difference maker like that, if you could trade him, you do it in a heartbeat if you're the Broncos. In my opinion, especially because of where the Broncos running back situation stands, what the Broncos need right now is either a replacement for Javonte Williams if they don't believe that he's ever going to be come back from this injury, or they need someone that can be a long-term fill-in for him. Look, I do not believe Javonte Williams is going to be healthy for the regular season. In fact, he may not be healthy for this entire next season with just the severity of his injury. So if you think that he's going to be able to come back, but it's not going to be able until the middle of the season or really 2024, then Derrick Henry is the perfect replacement for him. However, I think that the Titans, if they do move on from him, will be able to get a late first-round pick, a second-round pick for him. And the Broncos just simply don't have that to give this year. If they could move him for a third, oh, you do that in a heartbeat, Brady, in my opinion. That would not only help the offense, but that would be Russell Wilson's best friend in order to try to become who he is. What did he do really well in Seattle? He worked off a running game and had good defense. If they're able to bring Derrick Henry in, there would be no one better for him to rely on and then be able to work off play action like he did so well in Seattle. So that would just be a no-brainer for me. But, Brady, you're not going to be trading a future one for him or probably even a future second-round pick for him. I think there's other teams that would give up at least a second that probably make more sense. But in a dream world, oh, man, would Derrick Henry be great.
Yeah, and I know the Titans are trying to figure their salary cap situation out. So the idea of trading players like big contracts, because I know, you know, Cortland Sutton's name is in the rumor mill as well. But, you know, I don't think the Titans would look at that because, you know, Let's take on more money for a player that's, you know, he's fine. Cortland Sutton's fine. But I don't think so. You're right. It'd have to be draft picks. And the Broncos simply just don't have them.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, if the Titans were to trade Derrick Henry, it would be more of a rebuilding situation for them than taking on a Cortland Sutton. So you're spot on with that, Brady.
Well, and I really like Javonte Williams. And again, that doesn't mean you can't have both of them working together. We still don't know for sure. You talked about it last week as far as realistically will he be ready by the start of the season or at some point midseason, whatever, even though Broncos brass seems to think that he will be. But man, you look at Derrick Henry, and I know he's getting up there. It's crazy. He's already getting up there, but he's still proven. And you're right. A guy like that would help Russell Wilson. It would be so much fun to see that combo, but it doesn't seem realistic. On the Cortland Sutton side, Zach, is that really something that's moving? Are we? Because you think about it, if Jerry Jeudy can take the next step, which we started to see the end of last season, and then Tim Patrick coming back, does it make sense to have Cortland Sutton on this roster?
Yeah, George Payton talked about it 1 week ago from today at the Combine, Brady, about how they're always looking for picks, and especially not having a first-round pick or a second-round pick this year. You kind of have to find the sweet spot in terms of players you're willing to trade in order to get draft picks back. Look, you're not going to trade a backup for a seventh-round pick. I mean, they might do that, but, I mean, that's not the type of picks that George Payton's talking about when he's talking about acquiring more picks. But then also, you're not going to trade Pat Surtain for a first-round pick. You're going to hang on to Pat Surtain. So it's about finding those guys that are going to get value while also not kill your team and your future by trading him. And you look at Courtland Sutton. If you can get a second-round pick back for him, boy, that would be hard to pass up, because then you would have a second-round pick to use on an offensive lineman, which is probably where the Broncos need to shift their attention to. Instead of these skill position players, they need to be looking at the line. So that's something that would make sense. Can you get a second-round pick back for him? Maybe, but probably more of a third-round pick. And George Payton's done very well with those third-round picks, so maybe they think that's something that's worth it. What's going to be tough with Courtland Sutton is the dead cap. The Broncos have about an average amount of cap space compared to other NFL teams right now, sitting right around $10 million in cap space. They're going to open some more up by making some moves, by either restructuring guys or moving on from guys. Ronald Darby pops to the top of that list, as well as Graham Glasgow. They could open up about $20 million between those guys, so they will have cap room. But if you move on from Courtland Sutton, it's going to be a lot of dead cap. So that's the reason why you wouldn't just dump him, where you'd need to get something in return.
Yeah, that one's really interesting too, because I really like Sutton too. A lot of these guys I really like, but maybe injuries, whatever, they just haven't got up to that point. Plus, you got a new regime in here, and Zach, I mean, it just feels like Tim Patrick, aside from the injury, became more of the reliable receiver, and I kind of like that combo of him being the reliable one, Jerry Jeudy being the big playmaker. And again, I don't know if it makes sense, but we'll see what happens on that side of it. You see a lot of those guys, like Darby you just mentioned, Graham Glasgow, those guys, those names that are okay players, but maybe they don't make sense anymore, especially with Sean Payton coming in. He's trying to make room, and he wants to start bringing more and more guys that are, you know, of his liking, more of his guys.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it. You need to give Sean Payton all of the resources that he needs to bring in his guys. And so you look at it. Broncos can save nearly $10 million if they decided to move on from Garrett Bowles. I don't think they're going to do that, but that's a name that you can't ignore, $10 million in savings. I don't expect that one to happen. Graham Glasgow, if they just straight up cut him, $11 million in savings. And then you get to some other names, which aren't as big of savings, but add up. Loic Cushenberry, the Broncos could save nearly $3 million there. Brandon McManus, $2.5 million if they move on from him. Chase Edmonds, a no-brainer. They would save $6 million by moving on from him. That he's not going to be brought back at that number. They're either going to rework his deal to save some money, or they're going to save $6 million. And then on the defensive side, Mike Purcell, you can save $3.5 million. Jacob Martin, you can save nearly $4 million. Josie Jewell, $5 million. And then Ronald Darby, who we talked about, nearly $10 million if you move on from him. So there are a lot of names that are on this team, Brady, that you expect the Broncos to start reworking deals or just move on from in the next week, because free agency starts next Monday unofficially.
What are you hearing as far as potential free agents coming in? I saw Josh Jacobs was given the franchise tag, and just a bunch of names out there. We're seeing what teams are going to do with them, tagging them, releasing them, whatever. But what are you hearing as far as the rumors around, you know, any attractive free agents that the Broncos might be looking at?
Yeah, really two positions to really keep your eye on, Brady, and they're both on the offensive side of the ball. We've talked about one of them already, running back. That is something to not sleep on. And it's just going to be, they're going to bring in a running back this offseason. It's going to just be, okay, what they do at running back is going to tell us what they truly, truly think of Devontae Williams. Kareem Hunt was a name that was thrown out there at the combine last week, a name to keep an eye on. And then if they go running back, there's a lot of guys out there. Tony Pollard, obviously not on the market anymore. Miles Sanders, another name that's really connected to Denver to keep an eye on. Those would be more of, you know, a big time move at running back, which would not be the best news for Javonte Williams' future. And then the other position that you have to keep an eye on, which the Broncos are going to attack in free agency, is the offensive line. What are they going to do with the offensive line? Is it going to be signing one of the big tackles out there, McGarry, McGlinchey, Orlando Brown, who's going to hit the market? There's also some good guards out there. Powers is a really good guard. Dalton Reisner's obviously available and going to hit the market as well. So I expect a couple of moves made on the offensive line.
So free agency, we're looking at, okay, offensive line, running back. Maybe we can get two solid players there that really help out. And then are you looking, obviously that doesn't mean they're done. They can get, you know, more of those C-grade guys, whatever, down the road in free agency that might be cheaper. But how much work or how much emphasis are they going to be putting into this draft as far as guys they think can potentially help them as soon as next season? Because it's going to be difficult without those first and seconds.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be difficult without those first and seconds. And like I said earlier, George Payton has done well in the third round, and he's going to have to be great in the third round. He's going to have to get two starters or at least two guys that are going to have big-time impacts. And look, they're going to get, I would imagine, one guard in the third round, and that person has to be a starter right away. And then the other position they go for, whether it's defensive line, whether it's tackle, is going to have to be a contributor right away. And George Payton said it last week. He said, man, that the prime spot of this draft is the top five picks in the third round. Coincidentally, probably not coincidentally, the Broncos have two picks in those top five. It's pretty wild that he would say that. But to me, that says, okay, if you're really saying that, and he didn't laugh when he said it, but I'm sure it was a little tongue-in-cheek, but then that means you just got to hit on both of those picks.
And this is where, okay, let me ask you this question. George Payton, Sean Payton, who's really in control of the drafts? I mean, when it comes down to it, who's really making the decision?
Yeah, it's going to be Sean Payton. This is Sean Payton's team. And I imagine that this year, Sean's really going to be relying on George, especially because they don't have first and second round picks, especially because George has been looking at this draft for, almost a year, where Sean Payton's really just diving in now. So I really do expect it to be a team philosophy. But if it comes down to, a player or a position, at the end of the day, Sean Payton's here making $20 million and having that big deal, where George is, he's brought here to be really a player evaluator now. So I expect them to be working hand in hand, but really I expect it to be, at the end of the day, Sean's decision.
Zach, tell me if I'm wrong. I probably am. It happens a lot. Does this feel just kind of like not a stopgap, maybe that's not the right word, but you know what? Sean Payton's getting into all of this. He's looking at the draft. He's got a lot to do, so he really needs to lean on George Payton, as you said. And then as he gets more comfortable with everything and we get through next season, no matter what really happens, playoffs or not, does it seem like maybe the Broncos would move on from George Payton? Because it still seems like they have two guys at the top almost in some respects.
Yeah, Brady, I can't sleep on that possibility happening. The next time I'm going to feel comfortable that George Payton is going to be here for the long term is if he's still here in 2 years, because there is a possibility that Sean Payton decides to bring in his own general manager, and that could happen as soon as after this draft. It could also happen after this coming season, and especially if moves don't work out on the personnel side, then Sean could definitely say, I need to bring my own guy in. This isn't working with George. But if George makes it really through the next two seasons, then I'll feel comfortable that he's going to be the guy. But that's a long ways away. So I'm right there with you, Brady. I'm just waiting to see if Sean decides to bring in his own guy.
Zach, what's this deal with Melvin Gordon coming after you guys, man? What's going on that on Twitter, dude? I mean, you talk about the possibilities of getting big-time players like Barkley and Henry, and Melvin Gordon saying now you guys are off of Javonte Williams. I mean, what is that about?
Yeah, Melvin, when he left Denver last year, he went after the fans. On our podcast, we I think have been very fair about Melvin Gordon in the running back position. And when I say fair, I mean when he did things well and was scoring touchdowns, we gave him credit. But also, Brady, he led the league in fumbles at an alarming rate. And so we got after him, and he certainly hurt us for that. We try to be fair to the fans, not necessarily, just complete homers or anything. And so, he thought we were moving on from Javonte on Twitter, which certainly isn't the case. But you also have to be realistic with where Javonte is, Brady. I know George Payton was optimistic that Javonte will be ready to go week one. I don't expect that to be the case. And you know what? Javonte may not be 100% until the end of the season. And with Javonte Williams, he's still young enough where there is just no reason to rush him back, especially for this upcoming season. The Broncos aren't in a Super Bowl or bust window right now. If things go well, they may be entering that playoff conversation this year and then maybe having their eyes on the AFC Championship game Super Bowl window in 2024. And if you could have Javonte Williams 100% for that, that's what I'm looking at. So you got to take a step back here when you're looking at these injuries and when you're looking at this roster, because, Brady, the Broncos aren't in a Super Bowl window right now.
It's the nature of the beast. We love Javonte Williams. Unfortunately, an injury shut him down, and we still were like, okay, can he's a good rookie. Can he take the next step? Well, the injury didn't allow that question to be answered. So you have to have these discussions. So great job by you, my man. And just keep your dukes up just in case. Just be ready.
Hey, I appreciate it, Brady.
All right, Zach, my man. We'll let you rock and roll. Appreciate you as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Right on. I look forward to it. Thanks, Brady.
Thanks, man. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Yeah, Melvin Gordon's going at him. He's like, now you're all off of 33. Boy, you all ain't-ish. Probably the bad word, I'm guessing. You all hold podcasts. I don't know what all that means, but we have to have the discussions. Javonte Williams, I love. I said at the beginning of the season last year, I think he's going to be a gigantic piece to the puzzle. He got hurt. So, unfortunately, there still is a question mark about what kind of running back he can be. And if you want Russell Wilson to ever get back to what he can be, what he was in Seattle, you have to have a solid running game. Yes, it starts with the offensive line, but you also have to have a formidable running back in the back as well. 11:52 the time. Let's take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Let's read text on the other side. It's Top Text Tuesday, a $15 gift certificate up for grabs from Cable's Pub and Grill here in Greeley. So get them in. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. We'll be right back. It's the whole show live from the Aloe Fiber Studios.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.